Free advice is better than no advice, so shut your damn ungrateful mouth.
That was actually kind of creepy.
He was just a ball of pent-up energy during the musical break, because I wouldn't let him do the intro before the break. He was just waiting, was welling up in his throat. Mm-hmm. Just had to get that out.
Yes.
Whew. Audio advice, Calm.
You heard some Stevie Wonder. The original version of Higher Ground, and I hope you knew that existed.
I did too.
If you didn't know, you know now, so you have skipped through that door.
Well, he's in all kinds of legal trouble now, actually, because...
Is he really?
Because he ripped that song off from the Red Hot Chili Peppers without paying the royalties.
Oh, no.
And I wouldn't have pegged Stevie for a guy who would bite somebody's style like that. But
oh, sure. Yeah, well, Anthony Kiedis says it's so hard being deaf and all.
Yeah, it's true. Taking advantage of,
Mm-hmm. You can find that on Stevie Wonder's album, Inner Visions, or probably any number of greatest hits comps.
Yeah, sure. But not as many as you might expect.
No.
It's underrated.
Yeah. And I know you, and I know how much you expect about greatest hits comps.
Especially Stevie Wonder's greatest hits comps.
We're just after 11 p.m. on WEFT Champagne 90.1 FM. So let's do that thing. We got some phone calls during the break.
Sure, yes.
We got some people with problems, and let's handle those problems one more time, because I know you want to. A little segment called...
Free advice is better than no advice, so shut your damn ungrateful mouth!
I'm always like just a little bit afraid, even though it's been over a year now, that you're going to get just a little too into that.
Well, yeah, me too, man.
You know, Eric, that fear is a problem, but we'll solve it.
And in the process of solving these things, now while we're digging into the deepest, darkest depths of your psyche, looking around in the dark corners of your mind and soul that just don't get dusted out very often, pulling out all those skeletons out of your closet, shaking them loose, and making you confront them. We'll check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Awesome.
My drink's a little warm. That's oblique.
Oh, jeez.
Somebody tell us about the first call.
Oh, the first caller was Matt. Matt called from the, I believe, from the Cold Reaches of Urbana, and said that he's been running around like hell for 4 weeks. That's his words. And that he's been seeing and hearing things lately. He thinks he's stressed out. He swears that his English book was just talking to him before he called us. He says he feels like a marionette, that someone is controlling his body, pulling the strings, and he needs to know what he can do to end that. So I told him we'd get to work on it and see what we could come up with. So,
well, okay, you're in a tough state, Matt. You've been chosen to be the vessel through which the tormented soul of James Joyce, will once again reign over the earth. So he's been trying to channel you through your English book, so he can kind of enter into your body, take over your being, live your life, but with the mind of James Joyce. And, you can take this as a mixed blessing, You can take it as a kind of an honor, sure. Sacrificing your entire life to one of the greatest writers of last century, but sure, you wouldn't be living anymore. So it's kind of like you got a decision you got to make for yourself on how you're gonna handle that.
Okay, I think you need to find Geppetto and kick his ass. That's what I think you need to do, and don't wait till you get in the whale. Because if you get yourself into the whale before you kick Geppetto's ass...
It's too late.
Yeah, you're going to need him at that point. Mm-hmm. So try to kick Geppetto's ass now and stop the vicious circle, and you won't end up in the whale. If you can find Jiminy Cricket, you want to pull that little bastard's legs right off.
Oh, and I didn't give you a solution in case you decided that, being taken over by James Joyce's tormented soul wasn't kind of your bag, Maybe you didn't like Ulysses. Then, what you gotta do is dig up his corpse, cut off his head, and burn it, because that's really the only way that that his soul can not gain access into your corporeal form.
Okay, well,
okay.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to listen to most of what they were just saying, because I was dealing with a little issue on the CD player. And if anyone out there in the audience knows whether or not Cat Power's song Crossbone Style has any obscenities in it, please give me a call at 359-933. I don't think it does, but I'm not so bright. Matt. Take some personal time. breathe in, breathe out. That's about all I got to say.
Oh.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Yeah, and then keep doing that. Mark didn't tell you to repeat that process.
Oh, well, yeah.
And
yeah.
Get a machine head if you can.
Mm-hmm. It's better than the rest.
You know, green turns red.
This has to stop right now.
Mouth! Mouth! Mouth!
Do you never notice, this is a side tangent, every Bush song has the sound in it? Some kind of mechanical, like synthy guitar sound. Like this real, like, over a melodramatic.
Do you ever notice that the bass line to one of Bush's songs is exactly the same as the bass line for the beginning of Living on a Prayer? It's the same. It's exactly the same.
That's trouble.
Did you ever notice that Bush isn't very good?
Yeah, well, I like their... You ever notice their lyrics are always kind of like they're... It's just contradictory pairs of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never alone. I'm alone all the time. I know exactly what he's talking about.
I do too, because I'm in a crowd and I'm like, I'm the only one here.
I am an orange. I am not an orange.
I know that too, because I've been an orange, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm not an orange.
We live in a wheel where everyone steals, but when we rise, it's like strawberry fields. If I mention the Beatles, people give us some cred. Then I can eat something but stale bread. Make me some dollars, then... Date Gwen Stefani.
My home country hates me, wouldn't give me a label. We came to the States where they think we're exotic.
Anyway, sorry.
I've got
Bush
no
blows,
I've got
people, if you haven't yet, and that through your head.
What's our second call?
Yeah. Oh, second. Or,
unless we're still dealing with
Well, I just think, I'm telling you, Geppetto, find him, whoop him. And then I think that you should find... I think also you may have unfinished business, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe you've got some issues you need to resolve.
And when we say
possibly a friend who you just really haven't told how you really feel about.
Well, I was going to say, when Eric mentions Unfinished Business, he's not referring to the EPMD album, Unfinished Business.
No.
He's talking about personal issues.
Although that's a solid assumption. So I wouldn't feel bad about having jumped.
Just fluids, you know?
Oh, sure.
So just keep on living, brother. Keep on trucking.
Who is our second caller?
Second caller was a 3J divided by 1. No, 9J divided by 2 is what I meant to say. 3.
No, you don't.
9J.
You can't have 4.5J's.
I said by 3.
Yeah. Square root of 9J.
Yeah.
18J over 6J.
I was thinking the derivative of... what would that be? The derivative of 9J squared. right? No. I don't know how to do derivatives. I took calc a couple times. Anyway, Jarvis Jeffrey Jones, longtime caller, longtime listener, eighth time caller, called in and said, nobody ever prefaces it like that. Hey, what Joe's like? Jeffrey Jarvis Jones, longtime listener, annoying pain. I'm just kidding, you're not annoying pain.
No, not at all.
By any means.
We like you. You got 3 J's.
It was just for the sake of a joke.
He said he's been trying desperately to feel the funk, but it's winter. Nobody wants to feel the funk with him because it's cold outside. What can he do to get his funk on?
Well.
That's a tough one, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's winter can be a tough time because, you know, if it snows, everything is white. And it's not as if this country isn't white enough.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Blindingly so, in fact.
Yeah. I think I've made that joke before. I'm not sure, though.
I like it, though.
It's funny this time, too, though.
Okay.
Don't be hard on yourself.
That's good.
Ah, Triple J.
Yeah.
Well, you got the name going for you, Triple J.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should enter into some kind of hip-hop industry. Some aspect of the hip-hop industry, I should say. Maybe DJing under, you know, the cool stage name Triple J. Or any of the various renderings of your name that we've come up with. Or grab the mic and start emceeing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Go around to local house parties or gigs or, you know, get a demo together and shop it around at venues. Get a friend to lay down some fat beats through whatever method, you know, your friend can make fat beats. And shop your demo around, man.
But
you never know. You can turn your kind of winter blues and your quest for funk into, you know, a huge, successful money-making career.
Just remember that if you provide a man with fat beats, he'll... groove for a day, but if you teach a man to make fat beats,
he'll groove forever.
I would be very wary of earwax. That's something that can kind of build up during the winter, and it's a very little known thing, but there is a huge relationship between overwhelming presence of earwax and lack of funk.
Mm-hmm.
That is a major
issue. Absolutely.
Yes, earwax. Not many people know of the Johnson & Johnson and the Masters & Johnson studies into the the earwax funk connection. But in the 60s, many books put out Your Earwax and You, Why Won't My Earwax Groove, and then the controversial third book in the series, Earwax, 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 with an exclamation point. These are very viable studies, and they have shown a definite reverse correlation between earwax presence and funk.
There's a common assumption, I think, that's really unfortunate, that because funk is so difficult to get up during the winter, and, you know, the overwhelming characteristic of the winter is cold, you know, that's what you think of, you know, with winter, snow, cold, winter, you know, that sort of thing. But there's kind of side little paths that eliminate the funk that get involved in this entire thing. For example, it's cold, so you wear extra clothes. Like, for example, you wear a hat or gloves. And one of the things that sometimes happens is you wear a hat and you don't realize that there's a little gnome with a mallet whacking your forehead that entire time. And that makes it really hard to get the funk up. Or there's people hiding in your gloves. If you thought about that, there may be people in your gloves. Thoroughly check out your gloves. Turn them inside out. Turn them normal again. Then turn them inside out just to make sure that nobody, you know, like, thought they caught you off guard. And there may be people in your gloves taping your fingers together to try to make you webbed-fingered. And as we all know, webbed-fingered people, no funk whatsoever.
None.
Another really direct correlation.
As much as you love them, Triple J, you gotta get rid of the following albums. Barbra Streisand, anything by. Celine Dion, anything by. Donny Osmond, anything by him.
Kris Kristofferson.
Anything by him.
Christopher Cross.
Anything by him.
But Kris Kross, you can keep.
Keep that. It's got nostalgia value, man.
Definitely.
Story from high school. I think it's my freshman year of high school. Really active student council that year. No, you know, not an active student council any other year, but freshman year, they were all up in it. And they had a theme, like a theme week for homecoming week. Like, you could dress differently there was a theme for every day. And freshman year, like Tuesday, was, of course, crisscross day. I guess they planned this in December. By March, it's not such a, you know, crisscross, not such a big thing anymore. Actually, I think it was October. But one poor kid, Sean Boss, how you doing? Sean Boss came to school dressed up in, crisscross, where everything was backwards. And, by second period, he had bolted to the bathroom and put everything on right again. But everyone's seen him first period, and everyone knew.
Man.
Yeah.
So, definitely don't do that, Triple J.
Yeah.
Bad ideas.
You may want to consider renting to own a fourth J. Just kind of an extreme measure. Don't just rent it. You can rent to own. Get a fourth J. You know, just kind of jumpstart that.
Yeah.
Just get that extra shock and, like, kind of edge to it.
I lost my pen behind the mini disc player.
Oh, here he goes. Wait, behind the mini disc player should
what are you
be
doing
in
holding?
Front of the mini disc player for
well,
us.
Well, it's somewhere in the nether regions between the
what
mini
are you
disc
doing
player.
All this?
I don't need it that bad. I've got
no, I'm just comfortable
I've
now.
Got a new pen.
What are you doing holding pens? You don't even have opposable thumbs.
You know, how do you do that?
I jammed them through my silly putty wrist.
Man, I feel so much funnier down here.
You are? I think it's a proven fact that you're funnier when you're horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of warm and squishy.
You like that?
So, Triple J.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what happened last time I got comfortable?
No, but I'm feeling good.
Okay.
Triple J, I'm telling you, what you need to do is you need to remember that the funk is not state dependent. The funk is a state of mind, you know? It's like a tantric kind of thing going on. Kind of like a Zen sort of thing. What you want to do is you want to pick up Funk and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. Pick that up at better, finer bookstores in the area. When you do so, you're going to want to read that front to back. Then, if you're still feeling a little non-confident, you're going to want to pick up Funk and the Art of Snowmobile Maintenance.
Thank you very much for coming.
that'll happen, you know, that'll help you out with the winter stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The cold, the blues.
And remember, and the final note for me is that there's nothing funkier, Triple J, than rock hard, diamond sharp nipples. And that's what you can get in the cold. I am not moving.
So you got to start thinking of the benefits of the cold weather, man. Shake off the English book thing. Yeah, it was talking to you. What are you going to do about it? You want to make something of it? Just don't ask questions, man. Things like that happen. You got to let them slide. Now, if it starts smacking you around, maybe you should take things in your own hands and, you know, give the book a firm shaking. But otherwise, just write it off. Take some time for yourself. Clear your head. Don't wear your clothes backwards. Rent a fourth J and cut off James Joyce's head.
Do we look like decadent romance era poets, like lounging together, drinking laudanum, perhaps?
Those are 431, 612, and 784 on the list of words that came to mind when looking at you.
Laudanum?
Yeah.
I feel like we're in my living room.
Have I often done this in your
living room? Am I to pass you a comic book?
Yes. That'd be phenomenal.
All right, let's cut this off early because we are running short on time, okay. And I want to do a quality PSA segment. So just do some things in brief then.
Oh, quick shout outs?
Yeah.
To Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, et al. Guys, you're 17. I don't want to see them.
To Barbra Streisand. It wasn't cool and trendy to take that A out of your name. And if it was your parents doing, then they're total idiots. Yeah, that's right, Barbra Streisand. I just called you or your parents total idiots. Eat me.
To the guy who just called on the phone and said, shut up and play some Zappa, I'm afraid you're going to have to leave out audio from the list of Zappa stimuli that you've got all over you, which include Frank Zappa's face painted on your nipples. Ahmet Zappa, who is totally out of work, massaging your ears, and the Zappa heads pasted all over the place. You've got a stereo, though, so you can play it your own damn self.
To Frank Zappa. Dude, all props to you. I think you were very influential, but look at the jerks you left behind.
That's a satisfied look.
It's like I eat a big burger or something.
Okay. What Jail Is Like, 359-9338 if you need to make a phone call to What Jail Is Like.
I'm still looking for the X-Files episode from tonight, so if anybody's got it on videotape out there, please call.
Yeah, hang loose, cat. Here's some cat power.